President Biden has chosen Jeff Zients as the next chief of staff, replacing Ron Klain, who is expected to leave next month. The administration is also facing questions right now about more documents with classified markings found Friday at the president's home in Wilmington, Delaware. NPR's Asma Khalid is White House correspondent. She's there now. Hi, Asma.
Hi there.
So the FBI searched Biden's house on Friday for more than 12 hours. It's being described as a planned search, and the president's lawyers were there for it, and the Biden administration has been cooperating. Can you tell us more about what was found?
Sure. You know, the FBI did search President Biden's home in Wilmington, Delaware, actually on Friday, and I will say it was a rather extraordinary move, purely just to sift through a sitting president's house. In this process, it found some additional classified documents. We were told six items consisting of documents with classification markings and surrounding materials were taken, some of which dated back to Biden's days in the Senate. Now, the president's personal attorney did issue a statement saying that Biden, as you mentioned, has been cooperating with this process. The FBI began its search at 9:45 in the morning and did not wrap it up until 10:30 at night. So it was a rather long day searching, you know, personally handwritten notes, files, papers, binders, all going back decades. And in addition to the classified docs, we're told the FBI also took in some handwritten notes into its position.
Okay. I mean, I have to say, Asma, this almost feels like Groundhog Day because we just keep getting news that a new document or documents turned up. Are officials able to say why things keep turning up and when they'll feel confident that they have everything and stop searching?
I will say we have not gotten a clear sense of an answer to that question. The U.S. Attorney's Office in Chicago is overseeing this as an investigation until Special Counsel Robert Hur is in place. And a spokesman for the U.S. Attorney said that the FBI, you know, had planned the search of Biden's home. The White House, as you know, we've talked about, has insisted that it has been transparent, that it's cooperating with this all. The president himself told reporters on Thursday that he has, quote, no regrets about how he and his team have handled the discovery, and that he feels confident that they're not really going to find anything there. But really, I think there are two separate issues at play here. One is the legal process, and the second is the political complications of this all. You know, this latest disclosure over the weekend came after the White House had already told reporters last week that the search-ins of Biden's residence were complete. And, you know, as you suggest here, there seems to be incomplete disclosures, incomplete drips and drops of information. And I will say, you know, at a minimum, if the White House was hoping that this story would disappear, the new revelation don't help.
And you mentioned Biden's response there, you know, about the searches and what was found. But has he responded to the criticism from the right, which is rising, that having classified documents for years in his home, you mentioned earlier, some go back to his days in the Senate, means that anyone could have seen them over this time?
I have not heard him. I mean, he, to be candid, has not really spoken extensively about this issue. It's largely statements that we're hearing from the White House counsel or his personal attorney at this point. But really what we've heard from him so far, you know, suggests that he doesn't know what's in these documents, that essentially this is a mistake, we've heard from the White House, that this was a misplacement. And in this way, they have tried to make a very clear distinction between the president's, you know, discovery here or the discovery of classified material at the president's home and what happened with the former president, Donald Trump, and classified documents at his Mar-a-Lago home. In President Biden's case, we've been told that this was not done in an intentional way, that he's been cooperating with officials and that the former president, in fact, stonewalled investigations and investigators.
You know, I want to ask you, Asma, about the administration's next chief of staff, Jeff Zients, his former COVID response coordinator. Many people might not have heard of him. But as the Biden administration looks ahead to working with a divided Congress and, you know, a possible re-election campaign, what does Jeff Zients bring to the table?
Well, he was a former budget guy during President Barack Obama's administration. And prior to that, he was a former management consultant. And so this is seen as a potential asset as the White House prepares for a potentially big fight with Republicans over raising the debt ceiling. The other thing that he's known for is for being an implementer. He was brought in to help fix healthcare.gov in the Obama years. And, you know, these next couple of years in the Biden presidency are not expected to be years of big legislation. They're supposed to be years of what we hear from the White House officials is that there's a lot of money floating around between the CHIPS Act, the Inflation Reduction Act, and the big infrastructure bill. And now they need people to help execute this all. And Zients is known from everyone around him as being kind of this implementer-in-chief. He's not really known to be a big political animal. That being said, there are definitely going to be political fights during his tenure as chief of staff. We already know that Republicans intend to launch a series of investigations into this White House on how the president has handled everything from the withdrawal from Afghanistan to the influx of migrants at the southern border.
Asma Khalid, NPR White House correspondent, thank you so much for joining us.
Happy to do it.